68 degrees, 15 and a half before 6 o'clock. Welcome to Wednesday, July 30th, second to last day of the month, and just 2 days till OneFest. And our coverage begins on Friday morning, the last 2 hours of the WIB Wake Up Show, as has been our tradition for a number of years now. Want to say, not 2018, but I believe 2019 on, and then 2020 was the pandemic, and 21 and so forth, and through 23, we were at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds with the event, and then it shifted to the Chippewa Valley Music Fest grounds in Cadott last year. A little further drive here to do the early part of the show, but then Caleb, much of the broadcasting throughout the day on Friday, and then starting again 7 o'clock on Saturday. But don't forget, Friday and Saturday night, it's the OneFest after party, your chance to win, lots and lots of chances to win. I'll tell you what, if you're at OneFest, basically a lot of the prizes we're giving away will be OneFest food-related, and so you'll want to be listening, and then you'll be able to pick it up right there at the WIB booth at OneFest. So be listening again, 10 o'clock Friday night, right after We the Kingdom, okay? And be ready to call in to the listener line at 715-396-1670, or if we're doing on-air trivia at 723-2555, 723-2555. Your chance to win a pair of We the Kingdom meet and greets this morning after 7:15 on the show. All right, one thing on my mind this morning is, I've said this before, I guess I'll say it again. I want to take issue with the Apostle Paul. In Philippians 4, I believe, he says, if I have food and clothing, I'll be content with that. And now I was like, Paul, just, I think, maybe, didn't you hear the Spirit say, if I have food and clothing and enough sleep? Because doesn't it just make all the difference in the world? I think I woke up around 2:30, 2:40, I don't know, whatever it was. And then I'm like, typically set my alarm for 4. Was able to fall back asleep, though, around 3:15, and boom, the alarm woke me up. And even have a smartwatch now, it tells me how much I slept. And as I look at this, and thanks to my kids for giving my wife and I one of these, over 6 hours last night, and I scored an 88. So it's kind of depressing if you even flunk sleeping. And sometimes I have been. Okay, this day in history, July 30th, 1975, former Teamster Union president Jimmy Hoffa disappeared in suburban Detroit. His son, James P. Hoffa.
The circumstances involved in his disappearance lead us to the conclusion that we will never see him again.
Although presumed dead, Hoffa's remains have never been found. Hoffa's son was elected the Teamsters leader more than two decades later. Now let's get in the time capsule and go back to this day in 1965.
No longer will older Americans be denied the healing miracle of modern medicine.
President Lyndon Johnson signed Medicare and Medicaid into law on that day. Some 60 years ago today, the government programs provide health insurance for America's elderly and poor. And our morning devotion from Robert Morgan's on this day for the second to last day of the month is called The Lame Man. It reads like this: Luther's Reformation swept over Europe like a flash flood. Most of Germany and Scandinavia became Protestant. England broke with Rome. Switzerland and the Netherlands were largely Protestant. The Reformation tide rose in France, Austria, Hungary, and Poland. Some expected Spain and Italy to be next. The Vatican responded in several ways. The Council of Trent addressed church problems. The Inquisition was unleashed. Military and diplomatic efforts were employed, but perhaps the most effective counteroffensive was a religious order established in 1540 by a crippled Spanish nobleman named Ignatius Loyola. You've heard of Loyola University? Well, Loyola of Marymount in the NCAA men's tournament. Loyola of Chicago. Loyola was born among the Basques of Spain, the youngest of 12 children. He was a reckless youth, frequently in trouble with the law. While serving in the Spanish army, he was crippled for life when a cannonball crashed into his leg. Ouch. The doctors repeatedly broke and reset the leg without anesthesia. Ouch again, but to little avail. While recovering, Ignatius Loyola began reading books about Christ and the saints. What if I should do great things for God like St. Francis and St. Dominic? He asked himself in excitement. A new passion rose in his heart, and he fasted, prayed, scourged himself, and experienced hundreds of strange visions. Out of his experiences came a manual. Spiritual Exercises was the name of it, and book in hand, he limped to the University of Paris. He was 38 years old, barely 5 feet tall, and unwell, but he recruited 6 students, including Francis Xavier, to the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits. Maybe you've heard of them. The Jesuits emphasized knowledge and displayed great intelligence. Loyola lived to see 1,000 men in his order and 100 colleges and seminaries established. Wow. The Jesuits became the greatest force in the Catholic Reformation. His work ended. Loyola was seized by a violent gallbladder attack. On this day, July 30th, 1556, in intense suffering, he devoted the evening to prayer, and then he died. But he left behind arguably the most powerful religious order in the Catholic Church. How about that, huh? There you go. Don't you love these on this day? I mean, it's nothing better in terms of just kind of a primer on church history. We close it out with Acts 3, 6, 7, and 9. Peter said, I don't have any silver or gold, but I give you what I have. In the name of Jesus from Nazareth, get up and start walking. Peter then took him by the right hand and helped him up. Everyone saw him walking around and praising God. There you go, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, for this a Wednesday, a Win It Wednesday here. And Lincoln Brewster turning 54 today. What do we say about Lincoln? We say, hey, if we're playing Lincoln Brewster, it's going to be a good day. And it is going to be a good day as we play a song on his birthday here on WWIB, looking for the right tune to take us right to weather.